too. And again, congratulations to the class of 2021 from Breckenridge Drug and sitting in for Diane Cordes this morning, Chad Fredrickson. Chad, Freddie, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Bill.
Well, she left it in capable hands with you, buddy.
Boy, I don't know. She had to send me a few reminders, so I don't know. We'll try to be capable. I don't know.
All right. Well, Freddie, I can't believe that we are talking 2021 graduation already. Man, the year's gone by quick.
It has. It really is. It's incredible. And the senior group that we have graduating, it seems like they've been around forever. It's remarkable. I still see a lot of these kids as little incoming freshmen. So time goes by way too fast.
Definitely, definitely. Well, what's going on this week, Chad, over in Breck Schools?
Well, I better get this reminder in because the superintendent, Diane, made sure that I would send this reminder out to people. So I'm going to do this first, if that's okay.
Sure.
All right. So I want to remind people that we have a community task force meeting on May 12th, Wednesday, May 12th, starting at 6 p.m. in our high school auditorium. So that's the first of two reminders she wanted me to mention. So a task force dealing with seeing what maybe our public would like in a potential extension of our schools, building, and things like that. And then we have a community meeting for the general public in our gym on May 23rd from 6 o'clock to 8:30. So those two reminders are key things to the general public. Hopefully we see a lot of people there and get a lot of ideas from people on what they'd like to see going forward. So with that being said, I'll just go into the rest of the week, if that's all right.
Absolutely. What's happening, Freddie?
Well, all right. Tonight, we have a junior high track meet at Holly. That starts at 4:30. Our boys golf team, varsity that is going to the Meadows. That's going to be hosted by DGF. That starts this morning at 10. Tuesday, we have softball and baseball going. Softball will be at home against both varsity and JV. We'll be against Pelican starting at 4. Our boys are heading to Pelican Rapids for a 4 o'clock start for varsity and JV. Our boys junior high will be at home versus Pelican starting at 4:30. We also have girls golf on Tuesday, heading to Pelican as well. Looks like it's an 8 o'clock start there, early start for that. Wednesday, we're starting to see more activities a little bit on Wednesday as we go forward here, and some things just basically wrapping up with our local churches. But this is during the day. Our boys golf will be heading over to Wapton JV for a 9 o'clock start there. Thursday, our softball plays at Holly, both varsity and JV, 4 o'clock start. Our baseball, varsity and JV, will play Holly in town at 4 o'clock. Our junior high baseball will be traveling to Holly for a 4:30 start. Track will be on its way to DGF for a 4:30 start. Our girls golf will be at Holly for a 1 o'clock start. Our boys golf will be at Perham for a 10:30 start. Friday, our baseball junior high will be in town versus Morris. Our softball, now little change for the girls. We've been playing a lot of kind of overlapping junior high JV games, but our softball junior high game, we will go to Morris for a 5 o'clock start there. Our track junior high will be heading to DGF on Friday, and our girls golf will be heading to Pelican for a 2 o'clock start there. So extremely busy week, extremely busy end of the year here for us. So I'll come up for air right now.
I don't know how you do that all in one breath, Chad. I really don't. It's crazy.
It's an art form, you know.
Well, busy, busy, busy. Great to see all the teams getting back and getting out there and kind of getting back to semi-normal. Chad, always great to talk with you, my friend. Have a great week, okay?
Thanks, Bill. Greatly appreciate it.
All right. Chad Fredrickson over at Breckenridge School. That's what's going on in Breckenridge School News. You can hear the report every Monday. We do it right around 8:40 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Danny Jones had been a reporter on the local newspaper until a lack of revenue forced a reduction in staff. Danny was laid off, but he had an idea. He bought a used truck and outfitted it with a public address system. He then gathered news items and information on community events, sold advertising time to local merchants, and started broadcasting them on the streets. Danny thought of himself as a modern town crier. But some people objected to the noise and got the town council to pass an ordinance prohibiting amplifiers on the streets that made loud and raucous noise. But Danny thought the town was wrong to try and stop him, so he went on doing his news report.